What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Join me now in studio from Queer Eye on Netflix, Karamo Brown. How are you, man?
I'm really good, man. Glad to be here with you.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come. Karamo Brown might be one of the coolest names I think I ever heard. Is that a real name?
It is. My first name is Karamo. Middle name is Kariga. Last name is Brown. My father's a Rastafarian.
Oh.
So we're Jamaican and Cuban, so he wanted his child to have a name that had meaning.
Yes.
So it means educated rebel. Rebel.
Educated rebel.
Educated
sort
rebel.
Sort of a dichotomy, right?
Yeah,
dichotomy
right there. Yeah,
right there,
yeah.
Right?
I'm trying to live up to it.
Yeah, Karamo Brown. Sounds like the like head of a cool cartel or something. Right on. Well, season 3 of Queer Eye premieres this week. What can you tell us about these new episodes?
It's probably the most exceptional episodes we've done thus far. You know, it's only been a year since 1 and 2 have come out, and our lives have changed dramatically. So season 3, it's more diverse. We have more women. We are doing... I mean, where we were a year ago, we were still strangers. Now there's a chemistry, there's a flow. It's just exceptional.
Nice, man. Yeah. So overall, it's been a fun experience for you.
Every single day of it. You know, like, this was the dream when I decided to leave social services and being a psychotherapist was to be in TV. I was like, this is what I want.
That's quite the transition.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And it's been 4 years, and to finally get here and to have all your dreams coming true overnight.
Yeah.
It's just thankful. There couldn't be something that would make this bad for me.
Wow, so you had what my dad would call a real job with social services, and you're actually helping people.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is that something you just fell into, or was that your first passion?
No, TV was always my passion, but I have immigrant parents, and TV is not a real job. So
exactly, just like my dad. Yeah, so, immigrant parents too, so that's exactly it.
Yeah.
He's still waiting for me to get a real job.
Exactly.
Right,
so
right.
It was like I had to do what they wanted, you know what I mean? So that I could get over that guilt they were trying to put on me.
Yes.
And then finally found the courage in myself to go after my dreams. You know what I mean? And I talk a lot about that. I have a new book coming out, and I talk a lot about that because a lot of people see my success now and they don't realize I've been through a lot of hardships. I've been through all these rough moments and thought I couldn't make it. And here I am. And I always say, if I can make it, trust and believe you can make it.
Good for you, man.
Yeah,
good
man.
For you.
Thank
and
you.
The show won 3 Emmys back in September.
It did.
Wow.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like out the gate Emmys, you know, it's just wild.
Yeah. And why do you think it connected with so many people, and especially it being I guess you would call it a reboot, right?
Yeah, it is a reboot.
Yeah, and it really went next level. Why do you think that is?
To be honest with you, and this is, I think, the chemistry between the five of us, but also, and this is not being arrogant or no ego attached, I think what I bring this time around, before the original show, which was phenomenal and groundbreaking, there wasn't really an emotional component. It was all exterior. Let's fix the outside. And the culture expert that first time, you know, he was more so about like, here's a Broadway ticket, here's movie tickets, here's radio, no shade or anything, you know what I mean?
He had ticket connections.
Yeah, he had ticket connections. He was a ticket guy. You know
a little more surface.
Yeah. I wish I had a ticket guy in my life right now.
Yeah.
But with my category now, I'm focusing on the why. Why haven't you cut your hair in 20 years?
Right.
Why haven't you cleaned your house in 10 years? What's going on? Because if you don't fix the emotional and the mental, then you're just going to, after we leave, you're just going to go back.
Yeah.
And that emotional mental is causing like real emotional cathartic cries that the audience is responding to.
That's that social services
background
right there,
you
coming
see
through,
it.
Putting
into
play. Yeah, and you mentioned it briefly, your memoir, Karamo. Why'd you decide it was a good point to write it right now?
It's really just for that reason. On the show, a lot of people say, oh my gosh, you're successful. I wish I could do it. And every time I hear, I wish I could, it just breaks my heart because everyone should never say, I wish I could. It should be when I will.
Mm.
And for me, it was about letting them see. I was at a point where I was in an abusive relationship. I was beating up my boyfriends because I came from an abusive home where my father was abusing my mother. I then started... was on a cocaine binge like you can't believe for many years in my 20s that caused me to be depressed, feel like I wanted to commit suicide. I mean, life was not right. I got kicked out of the church that I grew up in. You know, our families, you know, when you're Jamaican and Cuban, like church is big and they rejected me and I had to find my way back to faith. And if I can go through all these hardships, on top of that, my last girlfriend got pregnant with a child I didn't know about until he was 10. And then I was like thrusted into fatherhood, had to take full custody. If I can deal with all of that and still make it here, again, trust and believe. You don't have to wish you can make your dreams happen. They will come true.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff for a young guy.
Yeah.
For a young guy right there. Yeah, no, that'll definitely resonate with a lot of people. Where are you from originally?
Houston, Texas. Well, was born in Houston, Texas, but then moved to Parkland, Florida. So Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, where the shooting happened, was my high school. So.
Oh, so you, but you're a Southern boy then.
Oh, I'm a Southern boy all the way. Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Florida,
okay.
Florida.
And I saw that in your book, your vision board from 6 years ago, and you've accomplished most of it. What's on your vision board right now?
I guess there's still a couple things I got to finish on that one. But if I was going to add, I guess a talk show would be next. And then after a talk show, politics.
Really?
Yeah.
So political aspirations soon or later on?
Later on. So I've been doing for the past 4 years now, I've been working with California legislation, senators, representatives, really trying to make sure, you know, after we have one reality star that's doesn't know what he's doing, I want to make sure that if I was to ever run for office in California, that I knew what I was doing. So I've been making sure that I've been really well versed on the issues. And also as a Californian, I have been lived here poor, and I've also lived here with more wealth. And I understand the disparities that happen with wealth, with race. And I'm making sure I can figure out angles to solve a lot of those issues. Now, I've been working with President Barack Obama in the past 2 months. I've been with him twice. You know, it's just a lot of great training ground, but that's far ahead. I like TV too much right now.
Yeah, TV. That's a tough transition. Yeah. How long have you been in California?
Since I graduated, so 15 years now. This is home. I'm never leaving California.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Yeah, you know?
It's a nice place to end up at.
Yeah, exactly.
That's for sure. And you're in wedding planning mode right now.
I am.
Read you want to go bigger than Nick and Priyanka?
Yeah.
Damn, they had like 7. Yeah. So what are you thinking?
I got a big family. You know, they want like a lot of food, a lot of music.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm thinking like horses and doves and birds flying. I don't know. Like people maybe falling. I don't know yet. You know, like the sky's the limit. You know what I mean? I will tell you this. She had a train that was out this world. And I don't understand why guys don't get to have that much fun. So something is going to be attached to my suit that's going to be equally as long as that. And I want all my boys to be carrying it. So that way people can be like, damn, that's the train I want. Like I want Karamo's train.
Dang, that sounds like a made for TV event right there.
Oh, it's like at the Oscars. Who was the guy that had
Billy Porter.
Tuxedo that had the train with it.
Yeah.
Billy Porter got best tux and best dress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he was like living in 2019 right there. All right, man, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Go-to karaoke song.
Beyonce, Crazy in Love. I do both Beyonce's part and Jay-Z's part.
Dang. Wow, that was right off the bat, too. All right, last show you binge watched.
My show, Queer Eye. We just got to see a sneak peek of season 3, and it's phenomenal.
Cool. Nickname growing up?
KK.
YY.
Because Karamo Kariga. Oh. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you could be an animal, what would you choose?
A peacock. Because what I love about them is they use their beauty to both attract, but also to keep away predators from their loved ones.
Oh, that's your spirit animal. Okay, yeah, got it. You know? Who's peak culture right now?
Peak culture?
Yes.
Mario Lopez.
Hey. You are ready for politics.
Okay.
Well, season 3 of Queer Eye hits Netflix on Friday. You can follow him on Instagram at Karamo. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Right on.
On with Mario Lopez.